Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today, speaking with the Dallas County Conservation Director, Kurt Cable. And Kurt, really appreciate the time you taking the talk with me today.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you for having me in.
You are absolutely welcome. And I know it's been a little bit since we last talked, but I know the Conservation Board has a lot going on, especially with the trails here in Dallas County. And the big one with the High Trestle Trail, Raccoon River Valley Trail connector that happened in 2024. But now as we move into 2025, the Raccoon River Valley Trail is doing phase four. So talk about what's going on with that.
Yeah, so phase four is part of the rehab that we're doing on the South Loop, which we consider the South Loop from Waukee to Linden in Dallas County. So phase four is going to take place in Adel, just past the bridge that we just completed in 2024 as well. So from Adel all the way to Ortonville, County Road R16, it's going to look identical to what we did on phase two, which was from Redfield to Linden. So take out the asphalt, put in new concrete, and this phase is also going to finish up all the bridges that we have. And there's a couple in Adel that we're going to have to do. Those are pretty small bridges, but we anticipate, you know, work to start hopefully this winter yet. We need to have our meeting with the contractor and kind of get a better timeline from them. So I don't have a timeline yet of when the trail will actually close, but I would anticipate that if we get some good weather, the contractor will work this winter on the bridges. And, you know, they have a certain amount of time to get the other part done, so it could go well into the summer, that closure from Adel to Ortonville. We have been getting questions, is the Bay Coon ride still going to happen? And that is part of the agreement that we will have the trail open for the Bay Coon ride. Yeah, we're excited to get this project done and move forward with that. I know people are maybe a little frustrated with all the closures on the trail, so just be patient with us, and we're trying to make the improvements for you and your safety. And we're excited to get this started.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And yeah, like you said, I know that could bring frustrations, but at the same time, it will be well worth it when it's all said and done. Obviously, we've gotten some snow already. I don't know when, you know, we're supposed to get some more, but like you mentioned, that could potentially slow things down as well, correct?
Or not? Yeah, really? Yeah. It just depends on the contractor and what they're willing to deal with. But if we did get a lot of snow, yeah, it would certainly maybe stipend the work that would be done during that time. So it's hard to tell what winter will bring. Last year we had a great winter, and we had, you know, that 2-week time frame when we got a lot of snow.
Yep.
But I mean, we had contractors starting in February last year on some of our other projects. So we'll see what happens.
Awesome. Again, we're speaking here with the Dallas County Conservation Director, Kurt Cable. And then Kurt, can you maybe talk about what's going to be done after phase four?
Yeah, certainly. After phase four, we're hopeful to give the trail a break and let everybody ride. So after phase four is completed, we don't anticipate any other closures until possibly 2027. Phase five would be working on the section in Adel. That would include the pavement and some of the drainage issues in that area. After phase five, it's possible that phase six could be from Ortonville into Waukee, that section there. And that would be similar to what we have done again, is taking out the asphalt and putting the cement in. So
awesome. Okay. Well, thank you about the update for that. So again, once you kind of get this done, be untouched for a couple of years before you continue. So thanks for the update about that. And then I know, you know, you've been obviously the conservation director for about 5 months since August. So can you just talk about how things have been going so far? Any challenges you've been finding, anything in that regard?
Yeah, no, it's been a good transition. We have a pretty good staff, so they've kind of helped me out along the way. And I'd been there since 2016, so I kind of knew what we were doing. And there's obviously nuances to the director position that, you know, you get into that chair and you realize that you have a little more to do than what maybe you thought. But it's been good. And it's been, like I said, staff and everybody else has been great to work with. So not too bad.
Awesome. Well, that is great to hear. And then, of course, you know, the Conservation Board has a lot of public events open. You know, you guys do these year round. So to give our audience a reminder of maybe some that are coming up, or yeah, just some that you're excited about.
Yeah, we have our naturalists. They have quite a bit scheduled for the winter. Anything from, if we do get snow, like you were mentioning, we have cross-country skiing that we would do at Vos. Nice. And you can check our website. We have all those events listed. It's on our newsletter too. So yeah, there's quite a few things to choose from. I believe they have one coming up on Martin Luther King Day. They have a bird feeder program. But yeah, just check our website out. They have all kinds of fun stuff to do and activities on weeknights or even on the weekends. So
awesome. Okay. Well, looking forward to that. So make sure you check the website. Again, we've been speaking here with the Dallas County Conservation Director, Kurt Cable. And Kurt, really appreciate you stopping in, talking about the Raccoon River Valley Trail, the Phase 4 and beyond. And yeah, thanks so much. And we'll catch up again later.
All right. Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. That's part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.